Hello, dumplings. Welcome to Let's Get Ugly, the podcast where we dive deep into the latest beauty, wellness, and lifestyle secrets that aren't always pretty, but always real.
We're your co-hosts, Trishna and Disha.
The sister duo keeping it 100% authentic, really silly, and sassy all at the same time.
Yes, we are super silly and sassy. So come join us, grab your favorite drink, and welcome to this episode of Let's Get Ugly.
Roxy, welcome to Let's Get Ugly.
Hello. I love the sassy, by the way. I'm feeling sassy already being with you guys.
As always, we always get up to trouble together. So you run IAM, your skincare brand that puts well-being at the center of it. And you do this all alongside your mom, which is really iconic.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's really interesting because I've known Roxy for a very long time now. But what I would love to touch on is kind of your synthesis, I guess, of like how you kind of went through a really, really low burnout to exploring psychodermatology, which is such an interesting topic, as well as how your products are all about balance. I think that I want to start with that, to be honest.
Yeah.
Stress and burnout is such a big topic area.
Yeah.
Let's start with the signs. What are the signs to recognize when you're burning?
Yeah. So if anyone doesn't know that Trishna was my teacher at university, and that's how we know each other. And she was the best teacher, by the way. and so it's really interesting because my life has evolved so much. I was such a different person then to now. And my work ethic, like I think after university, you get into this work mode. And there's such a false conception of what success is. And I think something that most of us do is that busyness equates to success, which is so not the case. And I'll just touch upon my journey and how I kind of got to that burnout area. So I always deemed doing things to look good over feel good, which isn't necessarily good for health, but it's good for appearance. These types of things can make you burn out. And the signs that you're looking for are puffiness, constantly puffy, whether it be face or body, bloating or digestive issues, acne, autoimmune diseases, any inflammatory problems are a sign of burnout because your stress and your cortisol is high, brain fog or unable to emotionally regulate. So the tiniest thing will just set you over the edge. It's like the smallest thing will just be the biggest thing. And doing the smallest of tasks is the biggest of tasks. So that's kind of the signs. And I'll say from my journey, I personally had very bad hormonal acne, PCOS, hormonal imbalance, and actually a lot of mental health problems that all stemmed from having too much inflammation in my body. And that was one of the elements was from being burnt out. And so I really had to work on my stress, work on my nervous system, actually reprogram how I thought completely, redefine what success was for me, that I didn't need to be at my laptop all day. And if I didn't, I was an absolute failure, you know, or like working, you know, working a set number of hours isn't more productive. Actually finishing your task in whatever time it takes, whether that be 2 or 4 or 1 or 30 minutes, hours, whatever it is what success is looking like. And finding that sort of lifestyle work balance that can make you the most productive version of yourself. It's kind of like a lifestyle entrepreneur. You know, I always like to say I'm a lifestyle entrepreneur. My lifestyle has to fit into my entrepreneurial lifestyle. Yes, I'm working all the time, but not at the expense of my health anymore, because that's what onset my symptoms.
I think that's really interesting. I mean, especially because we all have been put into high pressure environments where it feels like if you're not working 24/7, like constantly on, then there is something wrong with you.
Yeah.
It's also, I think, a really big thing with kids of entrepreneurs.
Yes. And we're all kids of entrepreneurs.
Yes. Yeah. I watched my mom my mom had to get her hysterectomy because of stress, basically.
Oh my gosh.
Like that's what stress in her business led to. And she had a fibroid the size of a watermelon inside her body. And you know, they thought it was cancer. But that's something that stress can do to you. And so And she always said to me, never let it get to that, because that was the expense of her building a really great company, you know, which, you know, she always says, like, it wasn't worth it, but it, like, I loved building that company. And she's like, now I don't, with I Am. So for anyone that's listening that doesn't know, her previous company was The Organic Pharmacy. And she founded that when I was born and was kind of the first in that space, in the organic beauty and wellness space. And then we started I Am when I started experiencing my inflammatory acne and hormonal imbalance. And we really wanted to treat the root cause of my problems. And that's where I Am came from. And a lot of that, it was learning how to be an entrepreneur that didn't need to burn out all the time. Of course, occasionally it happens. There'll be a period where we're working nonstop 3 months and we just need like a hot sec. I needed that in July just now. Like, I needed a hot sec. I was like teetering on the edge. But I knew the things that I needed to do. I actually took a week off, didn't check things.
Yeah, kind of. It's always just kind of like on the edge of that, isn't it? What's up? Next question, actually.
Yeah. Well, and I, you know what? I just released a lot of control to my team. And I think what I've actually noticed is a lot of women with hormonal imbalance, there is a success element linked to that, where they are either high achievers or like to be successful. And I've actually noticed the correlation between that. Like, a lot of women that I'm seeing that have had inflammatory or hormonal problems have a drive or are successful entrepreneurs, because naturally, because of our hormone cycles, you know, when we are working in a cycle that doesn't support us and working that against our hormones, then that's when we see the signs of burnout, hormonal imbalance, inflammation, all the good stuff.
Yeah. How do you manage the balance? I just think it's so interesting, right? Because I will say WhatsApp really stresses me out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the notifications that you don't know who it's going to be or what they want.
Yeah.
Literally. That's why I put my phone on silent. And my partner gets so annoyed at me. He's like, you never answer the phone. Like, and I say, because I'm always checking it. And if I have that notification on, it's going to be like ding, 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 ding all day. And I can't have that. So really, I just put my phone away, and if I have something important, like, I'll always check it. But after a certain point, especially I would say by 7:45, I'm not checking my phone anymore. It's away. Yeah. You have to set the boundaries. Occasionally I'll check it, but I really try and make that firm, kind of an hour before bed or an hour and a half before bed. Do not look at your phone, because otherwise you just stress yourself out. You know, there's no point. That I always say, there's nothing that important that can't wait till the next morning. Mm. Nothing is going to happen. And when I made that switch of changing the way that I worked, and I read this book called, I can't remember the name, but it's something like 2X for 10X or How to Work at 10X. And he was talking about when you're working like you're doing 2X to get 2X, you're actually working not efficiently. Start working to get 10X. And so doing, like, me checking my phone at 8:30 at night, replying to an email, is not 10X behavior. That's not something that's going to get me my 10X. Actually, what's going to get me my 10X is if I check it in the morning with a clearer mind and I can make a decision that's going to get me the 10X rather than in a panic state. So it's just making like simple switches like that, and really having a spiritual kind of nervous system regulation practice into my rituals. And that's why I started I Am and the business, really. And I wanted to share that with everybody.
I think it's so important. For me, that's like the one thing that, like, it actually annoys me when I start my day with WhatsApp, because I feel like that's the fastest way we've been trained to get to someone.
Oh my God, yeah, for sure. But I also think it's because, like, if you work with the different time zones, which we all do, your first mode of communication to someone to get to them quicker will just be WhatsApp. So you will be checking it.
Yeah, exactly. So I start my day with praying. So then that kind of eliminates that. So we don't, like, the first thing, I wake up quite early. I wake up at like 5:30. And my church has like a Zoom prayer line, and it starts at 5 to 6 a.m. So I just straight away get on that. And that's how I start my day. So there's no WhatsApp.
Yeah. which is, I guess, cuts it out completely and taking time for yourself first thing. That's great. Like a great habit.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I think it's really great to see how like you can have a business and you can take the time for yourself. Because I think that's another thing, right? We grow up with entrepreneurs. They don't take time for themselves. So they're like working 24/7 on like late night calls, early morning calls, like whatever it is. And then you never see them like, unless they're like spending time with like their kids or whatever, they're not taking time for themselves.
Exactly.
That's not taking time for yourself either. Be honest.
No, you need a me day. Yeah. And that's really why, like, you know, I am, we claim to be the first in the neurocosmetic space because like, you know, beauty is so much more than how you look. It's really how you feel. And if we can help someone feel better in their day through using our products and using the ingredients and using the affirmation ritual that's tied to every product, then hopefully they can have those moments of calm and peace in their day.
I love that word, neurocosmetics.
Yeah, well, listen, we're the first in the space. I'm claiming it.
Yeah, do it. I mean, honestly, like working in beauty for so many years, there was literally nothing else like this where it was like actually have a genuine like ritual that connects to your mind. Because I obviously come to a lot of your stuff with the brand and I don't share my things with Trisha.
So Disha was using one of our magnesium butters and you were in the trialing kind of phase of that. And honestly, it works so well.
It does.
Really, for stress, magnesium is one of the best minerals because actually the reason that most of us, I think almost 80% of us are deficient in magnesium because stress leaches magnesium. So it actually leaches it from your body. It sucks it out of your body. And that's why most people are deficient because of the high stress life. So really using a transdermal magnesium supplement, which is my preference because it's much more absorbable than oral supplementation, is the go-to. I mean, my sleep using the butter is like next level because of it.
Yeah, definitely.
That makes so much sense.
As to why I've been sleeping better.
Like a stone.
Like a stone.
Because it's just interesting that magnesium is one of the things that your body depletes under stress. What else does it deplete?
Oh my gosh, so many things. Like it just, so actually when we're more stressed, obviously that releases our stress hormone, which is our cortisol. And if we have this constantly, then we feel those onset of inflammatory symptoms, like all the things that I listed earlier, like bloating, unable to emotionally regulate. You're actually, there's parts of your brain that you can't access when you're in that fight or flight response. So when you're constantly in fight or flight, you actually hear things differently to how they've come. So I learned about this and then I started to notice it in people when they were like dysregulated and they started to tell me a story. I had this one friend, you know, you have one of those friends. That's completely delusional about every single situation in their life. And they told me a story and I was there for the story and they told me it completely different to what had happened. And in my head, I was like, oh my God, that's exactly what I just learned about. I learned about someone not being able to hear the information properly because they were in that state. And I had seen her tell me the story of the situation that was completely different to what happened. So then that's when I realized is that if we are constantly communicating in this fight or flight response, we are miscommunicating all the time. And that's what a lot of fights come from. And, you know, work quarrels and it's like, oh, so-and-so said this and so-and-so, you know, was like this. But actually, it's just miscommunication. And if we take a time to actually self-regulate, and you can do that with magnesium, but other self-regulating practices, I talk about that all the time on my page. So if anybody wants tips, they can go to it. It's really going to just set you up for success so that you can handle more stress. Because stress is not going to not come.
No.
But it's how can we handle stress better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like that is the thing. It is management. And also, like, the world has changed as well. And the way you run a business has changed, too. Mm-hmm. So it's like we're playing this. It's not really a game, but you are playing catch up in a way with like, how do people think? How do people feel? What's important now? Mm-hmm. And I know before we started recording, we actually were talking about how different things are now.
Yes.
And that makes things tricky. What have you noticed that you've had to pivot in terms of the business?
So I would say that we're doing way more in person. When we first started the business, we thought that everything was going to be online because of how things were from COVID, and you had all the COVID brands that really exploded. And we thought, okay, that's going to be a great business model and we'll just follow that. It's very different now post-COVID. Everybody wants in person. You know, as you can see, we have a WhatsApp community. Everybody wants to hang out. Everybody wants to talk. Everybody wants to be in communication and conversation. And what is so beautiful about the brand is that we have such an amazing community and people feel seen and heard, and they see themselves in my story because it's happening to so many women. You know, so many women have been taking contraceptive pill for a long time. If anyone doesn't know, I was on birth control for 8 years, and that was kind of one of the five reasons that I had hormonal imbalance. I always say I was doing 5 out of 5 things that unbalanced my hormones, and one of them was taking birth control. And really, you know, there have been so many symptoms from coming off of that so many women have been experiencing. And so a place that people can talk about that makes them feel really seen and heard. And just, I love it. I love getting messages from our community. It happens like every day we get messages that are so, like, they just feed my heart. And I'm like, this is why I do what I do.
Yeah.
It makes it so worth it.
I mean, I think having that live community is so important nowadays because these are the people that love and believe what we do.
Yeah.
So these are the people that actually matter more than kind of anything else. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to have that channel of communication and to be able to see them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And hear them. We always take any feedback. We always ask our community, you know, what can we improve? What can we do? What, you know, what should we do next? You know, we always, everything is community first, because if we're not doing it for them, who are we doing it for? You know, like we want to make their experience the most that they're getting and everything that they need.
Yeah. And that is, at the end of the day, the most important. I have to ask though, like, I can't imagine running a business with any of my parents.
It's true.
So I like it's a very rare experience in such a collaborative way.
Yeah.
How has that been running this business with your mom?
It's so funny because, so when my mom first started her first company, I was 3. And she was pregnant with my brother, and she actually started her first company because she didn't want to use toxic ingredients on her children. So, and couldn't find any on the market that she liked. So she started to, she just formulated her own, because her background's in pharmacy, homeopathy, and cosmetic science. So she just started making it at home and then started giving it to clients and started helping others. And that's kind of how it's, you know, formed. So I remember my first job was at 3 years old in the shop on the King's Road that they had their first shop. My dad made me a lab coat with a little badge, and I'd go around putting products into people's basket, basically looking at them saying, "You're going to buy this, right?" I was like, best sales tactic. So I've worked with my family, you know, in abbreviations, for my whole life. So working with my mom is so great, because it's something that's so natural to me. We have such a great relationship. We both, the one thing that's key when working with family, I think anybody, is respect. Mm-hmm. When you, like, you know, you guys are sisters and you work together, and just having that level of respect where even if you disagree on something, you know that it's forgotten. You know, and what's so great is that we can be so brutally honest because we're not worried about hurting each other's feelings.
That is actually very, very true.
Yeah, that is. I mean, we're the same. We just say, like, this is not good, or like, I think this looks terrible. And it's like, I wouldn't be able to say that to someone who I don't really know.
Do you know what I mean? Like, when you're trying to, you have to kind of cater to more, you know, you don't want to hurt someone's feelings, but when it's your family, you're not hurting their feelings because you're family.
Yeah.
Do you know, what I'm saying?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, like, this is terrible. Like, you know, I couldn't say that to someone that's not my family because I, you know, I don't know how they're going to react. But if I tell my mom, no, this ain't going to work, she doesn't get offended. So there's a mutual agreement that we're not getting offended by what we say. It's not personal. And we actually helps us make better decisions for the business without taking things personally.
I think it's interesting though, because obviously, like, we're the same generation.
Yeah.
But your mom is from a very different business generation. Mm. How do you get her on board, I suppose, with some of your less conventional ideas?
Oh, she's way ahead of the trend. Since organic, so when she started organic pharmacy, she was one of the first beauty and skincare, organic beauty and skincare brands on the market. There was no one else doing it. I think I've literally like Walida. That was it. Yeah, like there was nobody else. And also like Walida wasn't even like, it was a thing, but it wasn't like what it was today. No one was doing it. She used to get hate mail saying, why are you starting an organic skincare brand? Like, who cares about this? And now that everyone's obsessed with non-toxic and hormone disruptors and all the fun stuff, we're like, Now I would say that with IAM, we are definitely ahead of the trend with psychodermatology because your mind affects your skin so much. And, you know, we're called IAM because every product has an affirmation tied with it. So if we can, you know, that's going to be the next level of beauty standard, that frequency medicine, that, you know, quantum physics level of beauty and wellness and skincare. So she's actually so ahead of the curve and is always up for doing things. And she actually is finding loads of the newer things. And she's like, how can we do this? How can we incorporate this? And so she's awesome. She's so cool.
That's actually the best with it, because I just feel like sometimes the older generations, especially when it comes to social media, they're like, why are you making me do this? Or they don't really understand what new marketing is. And no, that's where it gets tricky.
She gets it fully. She's like, she's the coolest.
I love that. I love that. But in terms of like, when you guys have any sort of like creative disagreements, or like sometimes people, especially when you're family and if you're in a mood, you're not really going to like fix it for the family member. How do you guys work through that? Like, let's just say like someone's in a bad mood today and they're just being quibby. How do you guys work through
it? So she'll be like, if it will be like, what's going on? Like, what's wrong with you? Like, why are you being so annoying? And then we kind of talk through it. And then, or like, you know, if it does get a bit heated, if it gets a bit heated, then we always apologize after and we're like, what's really great about both of us is that we recognize when we're being, you know, disagreeable or, you know, a little bit intense, and we say, I'm sorry, this is why I felt like that. Or like, I'm sorry. You know, it's always just about respect at the end of the day and acknowledging your part in everything and just like going from there and just, you know, work it flowing.
It's just making me laugh because this week I was like, Disha, why are you being so annoying to me?
I know.
Like, literally. Why are you? And she was like, I'm not. And I was like, you are.
And it happened. And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm just feeling more anxious this week.
Yeah,
like, but you see, like, you know, having that honest conversation, it's like, okay, so how can I support you during that, you know? Or it's like, oh, maybe it's not the best time to have a strategy meeting right now. Let's move it to tomorrow. You know, that's the great thing about working with family. We can be so honest where it's like, you know what, I can't talk about strategy today. Can we please do it tomorrow? And that's really being a woman in business, is working with how you feel.
Yeah.
Because there's no point doing something when you can't actually be your best self to do it, and like putting stress on yourself. Oh my God, no, if I don't do this today, like I'm a failure and everything's going to fail. And who said that? It's a lie. It's a belief that we've made in our mind to make us think that if we don't do something right now, all the world is going to end. It's so unimportant. When you realize, when you have health problems, like when I was going through my healing journey, I didn't have a period for 3 years. It just puts everything into perspective. And you're like, things that seem so big in the moment are so small, and it's so unimportant. And focusing on the bigger things and how you can actually love one another, walk in love, be grateful for all the things in your life, forgive everybody and everything, and actually look at all the blessings that you have in your life. It makes you operate at a different frequency in life and business.
Yeah, so true. So powerful.
Yeah.
It's just about being the bigger person as well.
Yeah. Because when you're not, it's from ego.
Yeah.
It's like, I have to be right.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, if I'm like, why?
I like to be.
It's like Roxy and I are talking about ourselves here.
Yeah, I was like, I really, like, I need to be right though.
Yeah, no, I used to have that complex, but I worked through it.
It's a complex. You heard that here from Roxy.
Yeah, it's because sometimes it clouds our judgment. And when we have to be right, it's like, but why?
I just need it. I don't know what to say.
She's an Aquarius. It just explains it all.
That's why.
You just need it. Okay, so what's something, this is just a random question, but what's something small or random that makes you feel like yourself again? Because like, say, for example, you've had such a big health journey and you literally were missing a period for 3 years, right? Mm-hmm. That's huge. Like that's, I'd say, pretty significant in terms of something that would make me feel not like myself. Mm-hmm. So what's something small or random that makes you feel like yourself again?
You know what? I love doing workshops and like that really, that's when I'm my true self, my most authentic self. And everything, like I think across all my platforms and my business, I'm never do anything that's unauthentic. I can always tell when people are being unauthentic and it actually gives me such an ick and I can't, like it makes me, my skin itch and I'm like, ugh, like it just makes me have shivers. So if I'm ever like that, I completely stop myself and I'm like, no, I will never be not true to myself. And I always find that my true self is when I'm doing workshops. So I love doing retreats and I love doing workshops and I love educating and I love healing people. Like one of the last retreats I did two workshops. I did one that was kind of an embodiment of nervous system regulation, neuroplasticity, and working through limiting beliefs and how to be your best self to break those and form new beliefs. And then the second one was a healing workshop. And it was so powerful that, you know, that's just when I feel so content and I'm doing, you know, God's work. That's what I feel like. And it's so beautiful. So I would say that's like one of my bigger practices, but then on a regular basis when I'm just like going to church, that's like my favorite thing to do.
That's so cute.
Yeah. I love my church family.
That's so cute. We're going to ask you another random question. Yeah. What's one behind the scenes habit or moment with your mom that no one sees?
Oh my God. Well, I guess like one that no one sees is probably prayer. Like we pray about everything. Everything in our business is to do, we pray before. Any major thing that we've ever gotten is through prayer. And like manifestation prayers. We are just like, Jesus, help us. We need something. And he always does it. He always comes through. So like that's probably like one of our biggest hacks that we apply to everything in our business.
Yeah, I guess if you call it, you got it, right?
Yeah. And we didn't come from, you know, that sort of background. But then when we made the switch a few years ago and we started doing the prayers in that specific way, we noticed an acceleration completely. And we were like, okay, like obviously there's some magic in this.
Yeah, I love that.
There is. There's magic in the words that we say and the thoughts that we have. Because that is what you get and what you see.
Well, your words carry frequency, energy, and vibration. And if you actually want to dictate your whole life, and that's why we have affirmations in our ritual, because affirmations are a declaration of how you want to feel. Your words are a declaration of what you dictate in your life. If you're constantly saying negative things to yourself, that's exactly the reality that you're creating. So it's honestly, you know, when people are speaking so negatively about themselves, I'm like, immediately change it.
Yeah.
Cancel that. That's not reality. That's the reality that you've created for yourself. So, you know, that's my secret weapon, is speaking positively into my life.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
Well, before you go, we have three quick fire beauty questions that we ask every guest. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
You go first.
Okay. What's one beauty rule you love breaking?
Beauty rule. I you know what? I'm just so boring. I do the same makeup all the time. I don't like to follow trends. I don't like to follow anything. I just want to do what I want to do. So that's like, I guess, my beauty like hack that I always trend. I mean, beauty hack that I always break is that I just don't follow what everyone's doing. I just do what works for me personally.
Yeah. I think that's great.
Yeah.
If you could give your younger self a piece of beauty advice, what would it be?
Honestly, to not focus on your appearance so much. It's so pointless. It means nothing. And it does not define your worth or your success.
Agreed.
Yeah. And I think loads of people need to hear that.
100%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. Especially with the world we live in and with the amount of selfies people take in a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
100%.
Literally. 100%.
Literally.
So what is a beauty moment, good or bad, that you'll never forget? Like, was there a moment where you had like a good beauty moment that you can never forget, or a bad beauty moment where you're like, I never want to do that again?
Do you know what? So when I was like 12, I used to watch beauty tutorials, makeup tutorials all the time on YouTube. I was like obsessed with them. And I learned this hack where you put kind of like a white eyeliner on your eyelid, on your waterline, and then you put a little bit brown liner just on the end, like to mimic a shadow under your mascara, and it made it accentuated your eye. And I've done that since I was 12, and that I will forever live with. It's one of my best beauty hacks.
Wow, yeah. Love that.
Yeah, Lisa Aldridge taught me that, and she was doing a Marilyn Monroe, I can't believe I remember this, Marilyn Monroe beauty look, and she said, this is the tip if you want to get that kind of like sultry, catty eye, but, you know, not too much, where it looks super, super natural.
Wow. I love that.
And I was like, okay. And I've done that ever since. I was 12.
Wow. She is an icon, though.
She's an icon. I'm obsessed.
Yeah. Love that. Well, Roxy, thank you so much for being so open and being able to share so transparently with what it takes to be a 2025 entrepreneur.
No, thank you guys so much for having me. I enjoyed every second of it.
So did we. Honestly, it's been such a refreshing conversation to have.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. Well, if anybody wants to find me, they can find me at Healing with Roxy on both my TikTok and Instagram. And my brand is I Am EYEAM. And then our website is IamWorld, EYEAMWORLD.com.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.